talking with John Sticka. Of course, he's president of Certified Angus Beef. John, tell me, first of all, you know, how did you happen upon this role with Certified Angus Beef?
Well, you know, everything kind of happens for a reason, and it just so happened that I had was in graduate school at the University of Kentucky finishing up my PhD and had kind of informally applied for a position at the University of Tennessee. At the time, Dr. Larry Cora was down there visiting with some of the faculty members, and they asked him about what he knew about me, because we were both at Kansas State at the same time when I was an undergrad and he was a professor. And I'm not sure if he didn't give me a very good recommendation or not, but they kind of got cool on me coming down there, and Larry hired me to come be a part of Certified Angus Beef, and that was almost 14 years ago, and I've just been very fortunate to be a part of a great brand with a great team of people ever since.
Can I tell me a little bit about your perception heading up this organization and what this brand is all about?
You know, this brand, first and foremost, is really, it's all about quality. Quality beyond just the idea of marbling alone, which is what we're obviously the most known for, as those little white flecks of flavor and fat that are in the product that make it so special. But it's about quality at every level, quality in the product, quality in the people that associate with the product, from the producer clear to the end user that represents it to the consumer, and really a quality or a level of integrity that when a consumer sees that brand logo, they established a loyalty and a trust in that brand and the Certified Angus Beef brand means that they're going to have an enjoyable experience every time, not just once in a while, but every time. And so, you know, in brief, that's kind of what brings it all together. You know, but I think in function, you know, this is a brand that's really all about driving value back to rural America, and doing so by realizing the fact that the only flow of sustainable dollars into animal agriculture, into the beef industry, ultimately have to come from the consumer who's willing to pay an increasingly higher price for our product, for that value to flow clear from the consumer, clear back to the cow-calf producer in rural America, and ultimately the registered Angus breeder who owns this program.
Of course, that's a premium over other beef in the same meat case.
That's exactly right. It's got to be worth more, not the same amount, you know, the genetics oftentimes to target Certified Angus Beef are more expensive, justifiably. Takes money to feed cattle to a quality endpoint. And, you know, our retail partners are expected to pay more for this product. And so they have to sell it at a higher price. And so it's about doing things above and beyond what we've historically done as a commodity industry to truly realize value, you know, above what we can do just by producing that commodity, but truly producing a premium product.
You mentioned to this mixed media group that there is a mission for CAB. You talked about that.
Yeah, the mission of Certified Angus Beef, since it was founded, is to increase demand for registered Angus cattle. And you know, that's the first half of our mission statement. If you were to read on, our mission statement reads, and to do it through a specification-based program, so a fact-based program, that ensures the consumer has a superior tasting experience every time. And so I think it's very specific that we're here to promote the registered Angus breed, but do it by focusing on the best that the breed has to offer, so that those consumers who associate quality with the Certified Angus Beef brand, you know, again, come back to being willing to pay more for it. And those bulls and those genetics that can target that brand demand a premium. But in the end, Angus as a whole rises higher. All ships rise higher by focusing on the best that the breed has to offer.
Talking to John Pfeiffer here a few minutes ago, we talked a little bit about the fact that there's more research material out there on the cattle side of the Angus breed, mm-hmm. than perhaps any other breed in the world, not just the United States, but and it seems like it does coincide very closely with the rise of CAB.
You know, I think without a doubt, we've been very, very fortunate that the Angus Association has really built a database that is second to none in the beef industry that really brings a lot of predictability to the genetics that we have out there today. You know, it's really the way it coincides with Certified Angus Beef is probably not by chance, but almost by design in the end. You know, we talk about the product and its importance of driving that demand message from the consumer back to the production side. Mm-hmm. One of the really fortunate things we have in the Angus business is that Angus female, not only does she produce a quality product, but compared to many, the predictability of that Angus female can also do it more efficiently than what we see with other potential genetic mixes in the industry as well. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I like to think our success in the Angus, on the Angus Association side, and the success here at Certified Angus Beef are really joined together. You know, it's not that often that you can produce a high quality product more efficiently. And that's really the scenario that we found ourselves in over the last, you know, three plus decades that the brand's been around. That mm-hmm. while we've succeeded, our parent company, the American Angus Association, and the members that raise registered Angus cattle have succeeded as well.
Let's talk about the consumer side of CAB. As you've researched the consumer, as you've looked at what they want, what does that consumer look like that typically is willing to step up and buy CAB?
Well, it's interesting. The consumer who's willing to step up to buy CAB has, in all honesty, been anyone who wants a great tasting steak. You know, that's, you know, we clearly have a demographic that's right there in the middle, that 35 to 55 mom or dad. That's probably our core demographic. But whether it's a millennial or someone who's even in an assisted living or a healthcare type of venue, all demand certified Angus beef. And the commonality there is they want a great tasting experience at a value, you know, and make sure that price value relationship is in line. It's been interesting, obviously, coming out of the worst economy that we've seen ever, at least my generation. Ever since the economy declined and so forth, we've seen record sales. We posted record years every year since that time in the pounds of certified Angus beef sold globally. And that probably is what gives us the confidence to say that it is the price value relationship that consumers have been looking for, independent if they're in their 20s, in their 50s, in their 70s. It's a quality product that I'm not overpaying for. And really, that's really what we've seen over the last several years is that our consumers pretty broad in terms of who's willing to buy certified Angus beef. But the common thread they share is they want value. They want quality at a price that's fair.
We've seen some rough patches even just this year on the cattle market with the lean fine texture beef issue, BSE discovery out in California of a dairy animal. Has that impacted how you deal with people with the CAB?
Yeah, it's impacted us very little. You know, if anything, it's probably driven some of the things that we really try to focus on. One of the reasons why we have the group here into our new education and culinary center. What it's driven for us, and in all honesty, an opportunity to answer questions. You know, I can understand some of the apprehensions that consumers have about things that they are unfamiliar with. And, you know, what we have found is that the questions that have come with regards to LFTB or, again, with BSE has just given us one more great opportunity to engage that consumer, to engage our licensed partners at retail and food service, to give them the information that they need to tell a factual and accurate story to the consumer who wants to know. And again, do it in a manner that doesn't spawn misinformation or a cause for awareness about the safety of our product that this industry puts out, but rather just further pulls the perceived veil back on this industry so that we can create more transparency in the eyes of the consumer and create that trust that really they're looking for and I think are willing to give us if we just continue to give them information that's factual and create an understanding about why we do things in this industry and for what reason that they serve.
What's your game plan over short to intermediate period, say the next 5-10 years?
Well, our game plan is honestly to continue to do what we're doing. You know, we believe we have a product and the membership of the American Angus Association continue to produce a product that is demanded in the global marketplace. It doesn't get any easier. It's like any aspect of agriculture. Branded beef is no different. The competition continues to grow, and that's good to see because we're adding value to an entire industry. Our plan is to continue to grow domestically here with committed partners. I believe the ante continues to get raised as we see the branded beef and the quality movement probably continuing to build steam. We've had some other major retailers that have been extremely commodity focused for a number of years, starting to add choice meat to their case. I think that's just an affirmation that the direction we're headed is really the direction that's creating value to the bottom lines of people all along the production and merchandising chain. We intend to try to stay at the tip of that spear and continue to engage our partners in creating added value that ultimately comes back to benefit those individuals in rural America producing this product.
The question is, we look back at the supply side of things. How do you find enough critters to keep up with what you want to do as far as selling more Angus beef?
Supply, this brand has been supply limited for quite some time, and that's a good position to be in as opposed to the other way around. It's always good to be working in a pull-through model than a push. And, we intend to continue to work closely with our parent, the American Angus Association, on driving tools for production agriculture to use in genetically, in the way we breed these cattle, in the way we manage these cattle, to give them the best chance possible to maximize their genetic merit for carcass quality. So we'll continue to do that through our efforts, through our supply development team. And in all honesty, at the end of the day, we just continue to believe that if we create the demand, you know, this industry is very dynamic, and it does a great job of responding to those economic signals. And even in light of a smaller cow herd here currently and potentially for the next couple years, we believe that we'll continue to, more importantly, not just meet the demand, the supply that we need to fill demand, but do it, again, as you mentioned, at a premium level that rewards producers for focusing on quality.
John Stitka, who's the president of Certified Angus Beef. They're, of course, headquartered in Wooster, Ohio. We were there in Wooster helping them celebrate on the opening of their new education and culinary center that's adjacent to their headquarters in Wooster. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.